It was close enough to them. They still say, well, you know, I just still barely own this house and the seller should pay for it. Okay, so the seller's going to say, I bought you. You a warranty.
Yes,
I
provided you a warranty.
So here you have it. So, and here's the 800 number. And they're going to call that 800 number, right?
Yes.
And then they're going to say, okay, we will send out a service tech. Okay, but I'm going to say this right now. In their defense or in my defense or in anybody's defense, if it's August 24th, that'd be my birthday, by the way, and it's 107 degrees and it's a Saturday afternoon, they're probably not going to get there in 5 minutes. It's
no.
Probably going to be a couple of days because nobody is going to be able to get to you because everybody's calling. You know, see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's just a fact. That doesn't have anything to do with the warranty. I mean, that's just the way it is. But a normal situation, they're going to send a service tech out, and there's a service fee.
For $60.
$60. Let me tell you, if it's an AC deal, that's nothing. Even if you just need Freon, or that's not Freon, it's whatever it's called now. Is it Freon still?
Yes.
It keeps it cool. Whatever they do, it's going to be $300 or $400 for them to come out. It's just what it costs. Believe me, I know, because we have to go out all the time. And that's for the good ones, when they go out to do something. So $60 is nothing. But if it's a major deal and you have to replace a unit, which is $2,000 or $3,000, then $60 is really nothing. And you know about that, don't you, Kim?
Yes, I do.
Look at her. She's not smiling anymore. I took the smile off her face with that comment because that's what happens. But that's when you really go, thank God I have a warranty.
Yes.
You know, or a major appliance goes out. I mean, and it's $1,000. You're thinking, oh, thank God I spent $400 on a warranty or $500 on a warranty, which depends on which one you get. So you have the warranties in place. You do that. And it lasts for a year.
Right. Yes. And when you go to renew, we do not increase on the renewal. Unless you pick a different plan, it's going to be the same price and the service fee will stay the same.
Again, that sounds too good to be true. And I'll tell you why. Because if something gets older, the chance of it breaking gets more and more, right?
Yes.
And you're going to keep the same price.
Yes.
Are you sure you made a good decision with this company?
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, you're hearing it, and we're taping it. I'm telling you, we got it taped. Okay, so the name of this company is what? Right Way?
Right Way Home Protection.
Wow. Okay, so now we got this. Oh, wait, I know what I skipped. Folks, here's what I tell every single person when you buy a house. I don't care if Jeremy Bryant owned this house before you, and he's about as honest a guy as you've ever met.
Yeah.
But if he owned it, guess what? He's probably had a few girlfriends. A whole bunch of girlfriends. And probably every one of them had a key. So, yeah, I'm helping it out here. He's going, oh, thanks a lot. But hey, buddy. Okay, guess what? He probably didn't get them back. So that means all these people have keys to your new house. So that's a problem. You know what? Problem, right?
Yes.
Not if you have a Rottweil. Why?
Because we offer rekeying.
Rekeying. So you're going to rekey how many locks? Four? Three, four, whatever it is?
Six locks rekeyed and four copies of the key.
And for $60 for the service.
For $60.
That's a good deal. And I'm going to tell you right now, get your house rekeyed. No matter who has it. Because everybody's had a maid, a service guy, the construction people that work there, the kids. Who knows? Who knows how many keys get out? The key, you know, you hit under your little pet rock in the front door that everybody in the neighborhood knew where it was. Rekey your house.
It's a smart thing to do.
Even if
I agree.
Don't get a right way warranty, rekey your house. But if you get it, for sure, kid, it costs $60. So you send one of the lock companies out, and they rekey the house.
Yes.
And that's in the, and especially if the seller paid for your warranty for you.
I know.
So you have it. Wow. What a deal. I'm kind of selling myself on this, aren't I?
You are.
Wow. Pretty good deal. Okay, so now we have the warranty. We have our locks. What else do we have?
Well, I'll tell you something that I think is really good that we offer, and a lot of people don't take advantage of it until it's like you're talking about your air conditioner goes out and three-digit weather and it needs Freon, is we do AC and heater tune-ups. I mean, it's a smart thing to do, like especially like right now we're getting this hot weather. It's like just have someone come out for $60 and just check your AC out. See if it's got plenty of Freon. See if it has any leaks.
Before,
and then that way, before it goes completely out.
I forgot about that. That's a really good idea.
And same with the heater in the winter. Have someone come out and just service your heater or check everything. And then if something is wrong, we can go ahead and take care of it ahead of time and before it completely
goes
out. And
y'all pay for the ahead of time?
The $60, yes. We will. Yes. Whatever. If there is something wrong with it. Yes. If it does, we'll go ahead and take care of it.
Why wouldn't you do that? Again, are you sure this is a good deal for you?
Yes, it's a good deal.
Because, folks, that out there, you need to do that for sure. But that's just preventive maintenance. And take care of it before it happens. Think about it. Your heater hadn't been used or your air conditioner hadn't been used in 4 or 5 months. Now you're going to just crank it up. I'd check it out and crank it up right before when everybody else is cranking it up. And you can already tell it's fixing to be a hot summer.
Yes, I know it. You may be right. It may be 107 on your birthday.
No, see? So pre-check it. So we got that key. I guess I'm forgetting a bunch of things. I'm glad we're doing the radio show to help remember to tell my people. What else do we got? And extra stuff if you have a swimming pool or if you have all that. I know that.
We offer pest control.
Okay, I didn't tell me about that.
Pest control.
Welcome back to Real Estate New. Folks, did I tell you we're going to give you some good information? Okay, Kim, tell us about the pest control.
All right, the pest control is what's covered on that. We spot, treat any existing or pre-existing infestation, and that is covered as pest control treatment for ants, roaches, crickets, spiders, and clover mites. So that's what we would cover. As far as like the termite treatment on that is...
Well, that's quite separate.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, termite treatment is totally different than...
Yeah, and what I was going to say on the termite, just to clarify that, it wouldn't be the whole house. It would just be the spot in that area on the termite.
Which makes sense. I mean, that makes total sense. But the main deal, okay, but let's just say this. The seller gives me basic coverage on the house, but I add a swimming pool later or the koozies or... I want to add something. I want to add all my appliances. Can I add to that my basic policy later after I buy the house?
You have 30 days. But okay. Then when it comes up for renewal, then you can do it. You can add whatever you'd like to. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but if the seller agreed to give me the basic policy, so he said, I'm not going to spend $500, I'm going to spend $400. But if my house comes with a pool. But within the 30 days after I buy the house, I can call you and say, hey,
sure.
Kim, I want to upgrade my policy to the Platinum Special or whatever it is. I can do that.
Yes, you can.
Okay, well, so that's a good deal because you cover just about everything.
Yes, we do.